death, loss. You know, I think of divorce, losing homes, maybe losing physical abilities. I mean, when I think of real, losing a house, okay, I don't want to lose the house I live in. But that's not the end. You know, losing limbs, now that's tribulation. Losing, you know, your life, or being under threat of losing your life, or loss of freedom, that's trouble. Sometimes I'm not sympathetic. When I think of the things I have considered trouble in my life, the things that have troubled me, I honestly, they can't be compared to the things that the men and women of the Bible went through. And in Thessalonica, even that, you know, they had, you know, imagine you live in a town, you know, it's like becoming an entirely different religion, and a religion that is in the midst of great persecution. To become a Christian back in those times, it was not easy. In America, there's churches on every corner. In a little town like the one I live in, it's 3 or 4 churches. There's no shortage of people who want to lead you and instruct you in ways that you shouldn't follow, or maybe in ways that you should. But if they speak not according to this word, it's because there's no light in them. That's in the word as well. So even in affliction, having joy. See, that's what the Holy Ghost does. It provides you. When you are strong in the faith, you will go through affliction. And you will still have joy. Because even in my minor afflictions, I have seen it. That even when the little things that trouble my gilded life. I guess, some people would question whether my life is truly gilded. I guess I always have this very optimistic view of things. You know, but I'm not a wealthy person by any means. I have quite a number of children. And my wife is a homeschooling, wonderful mother. And, you know, I support them. I'm not a very good businessman. Most of the time I like to spend my, you know, I like to teach the word. I like to study the word. I like to sing the Bible songs. I like to spend time with my family. I like to write. But none of these things have been money-making endeavors for me. But still, money is nothing, really. Tribulation is hard things. I got broken down cars. That's not tribulation. I've got bills. That's not tribulation. Tribulation is when they're coming to get you. Those are the examples. Verse 7. Though you were in samples. And samples is just an old English word. Means, you know, the Greek word tupos. We get our word type from it. It means, you know, a stamp, a shape, a style or resemblance. You know, you were an example, like a something we could look at. To everyone that believed in that area, and he says, from you sounded out the word of the Lord. I mean, they didn't just receive the word. They ran with it. They went and spread it to other people. And their faith to God's word is spread abroad. You know, they believed the promises of God. They did not fear what men would do. He said, we didn't need to speak anything concerning you. Because, you know, they didn't need to tell, what he's saying is, I didn't have to go tell the people in Macedonia about you because they themselves told me about you. And they told me about what they thought of me. What I mean is, you know, they themselves show us what manner of entering in we had into you. What he means is, these other people are telling me the effect I had on you and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for his Son from heaven. Now, this is one of the important doctrines of Christianity. We are waiting for the Son of God to return from the heavens, whom God has raised from the dead. Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. He delivered us by his sacrifice on the cross. But as we discussed in great detail in the book of Romans, the wrath to come The deliverance from the wrath to come is not simply, I continue to live my life the way I have always lived my life, except now, at the very end, Jesus is going to save me from hell, as they call it. Or really, we're all going to go to hell. Okay? Because hell is a really confused word in the Bible, and it has come to mean so many different things to so many people, I really don't even know how to use it anymore. Because hell it was translated from several different, I mean, you have several words all being translated hell in the New Testament. When I say everyone's going to hell, I mean the word is that they used in the Old Testament, which was Sheol or Shul, I don't know how to pronounce it. It was the Hebrew word, and it meant the grave, in the ground. That's why some people think of hell as being underground, or at least, you know, in the cartoons that I grew up watching. You know, if someone would plunge far enough into the ground, they'd reach hell. And there's fire down there, you know, and all that. And but the Old Testament idea of hell was not necessarily the way we think of it today. And in fact, the New Testament uses two different words. It is not the state of eternal punishment that I'm referring to when I say everyone goes to hell. What I mean is, the grave is the place where all the souls shall sleep. And all our bodies are buried. You know, David in the Psalm says, where can I go to hide myself from thy presence, O Lord? You know, if I ascend up to heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, you are there. Everyone is going to make their bed in hell. And I bring this up because one of the principal things I'm going to discuss in the book of 1 Thessalonians is the status of the dead and where they are. Because the New Testament is a very direct book. And the teaching is very direct. And I'm going to be very direct about it. The dead are in their graves, as Jesus was buried in the grave. And we will be raised from those graves if we are in them when Jesus returns. As Jesus said, the day is coming when all that are in their graves will hear his voice, and they will come forth, some to the resurrection of life, others to the resurrection of damnation. There's got to be a resurrection. That is part of Christian doctrine, a very important part, and one which we will learn quite a bit about as we study the New Testament.